I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, welcome back. Thanks for listening. Niagara is on tonight at Fairfield. Tomorrow,
the Stags.
The Stags, yeah. Want to go on Mac nicknames?
Sure.
St. Peter's. You had to start with St. Peter's, Mike.
Galatians.
Peacocks, I'm saying. I'm going with Peacocks.
That sounds right.
I'm not sure. Marist.
Broncos?
Red Foxes?
I like Red Foxes. You're doing great.
I'm not sure I'm right.
We started with a quiz at 3 o'clock, and now it's 3 hours later. And I'm not doing great.
Loyola of Maryland. Are they still in it? I don't even know if I know the teams anymore.
Ryder is definitely the Broncos.
Ryder is the Bronx.
Bronx.
There's no O.
The things I know, I don't even know.
Well.
St. Peter's is the Peacocks. What other ones did you guess?
Marist.
Manhattan Jaspers.
Right.
Marist is Red Foxes. You got Manhattan.
He had Fairfield Stags.
Iona.
Gales.
Yep. Gales.
Ryder Bronx.
Yep. Monmouth.
Blue Cheer.
I'm going...
Blue Cheer.
Hang on. Time.
Is that what just happened?
Blue Cheer.
Blue Cheer.
What is Blue Cheer?
I've heard of Zamfir, but never Blue Cheer.
No,
I'll say the Warriors.
No, they're the Hawks.
Hawks. Hmm. What's Loyola? Loyola is the Pigeons. No, they're not the... I'll say Warriors again.
Gales.
Bulldogs.
I don't see Loyola listed.
They're not
here.
In the league anymore?
No.
I got Quinnipiac in here. Maybe
they got relegated?
Oh, I should know Quinnipiac.
No idea on them.
I've seen pictures of their hockey jerseys often enough here over the last few years.
They're the nickname of a former NBA team.
Supersonics.
They're not the Quinnipiac Supersonics.
Pelicans? No, that's still a team.
Grizzlies are still a team?
Yes.
Bullets.
Bullets?
Not the Bullets.
A college team named the Bullets.
What I'm thinking, I just thought of another old NBA team that doesn't exist anymore. The Knicks. Are they the Knicks?
Hell.
How about not the Knicks?
Did that take too long?
The Spirit.
Did the setup take the Spirits? Old NBA team. How many are there?
Is that ABA?
That's ABA. St. Louis Spirits.
The Knicks.
Bob Costas.
Not the Knicks.
How about the Knicks? No. Who else is no longer in the NBA? Nuggets. No, they're still in it.
Yeah, they're around.
They're kind of still in it.
Braves.
Not the Braves.
Damn it. Good one.
More recent. Maybe the most recent not used name.
Hornets are still a team, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Bobcats.
Yeah.
Quinnipiac Bobcats. That stinks.
Then that's it.
That's it?
Loyola's not on here.
Canisius.
Yeah. Them.
The Griffs.
Purple Eagles.
I like our names. The Bulls, though. I can't get into Buffalo Bulls. They're never the Bulls to me. Like, it's just Bills. It's Buffalo. Like, I can't get into Buffalo Bulls. They got a good thing.
Yeah. Horns up.
Love the program. You know, it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Football, basketball.
Football coach just committed to a new deal today. That's nice.
Those are ironclad.
Oh, yeah. He's not going anywhere.
He's done well.
Yeah.
The team this year is interesting. I didn't go there. Like, I don't know. I just can't get to Bulls. It's right. What am I even saying? I mean, it is their nickname.
Yeah.
But I would change it.
Well, that's that.
If I were they, I would change it.
Let's get to work.
I don't know
on
what
then.
Yet.
All right. Make a call.
Yeah, you know how this goes. You set up a new fantasy league. So I was talking to a guy today and like, you know what? Let's do a league. We'll do it right here. We're going to Fatty Beer. We're going to have the Fatty Beer. You been there?
I've not been there yet.
One of my favorite new spots.
You like how I said yet?
Oh, you're totally going.
I'm absolutely going to get there, yeah.
One of my favorite new spots. The Fatty Beer Fantasy Baseball League. We're going to draft it here. The whole thing. Like, we got it all planned out. So now I'm in charge of it. Like, I've decided to run it. And I go to a site. And this is like most sites, I think. Just you establish the league. And one of the first things they make you do is pick your team name. And I'm just totally not ready to do that. I'm sure I can change it. So, I mean, where to start? I'm not using last year's football theme. I don't know what to do. I don't want to pick a team name yet. I just want to set the league up,
right.
And I'll just be Mike Shope. Like, I don't even know what to do. But today, in kind of a panic, I thought, I just got to pick something, and then I picked Ellen DeGenerates. Like, I decided my team name was the Ellen DeGenerates. Like, why did I even think of her and that? You know, you're looking for a pun.
Yeah.
And I must have had degenerate.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I would have.
That's funny.
Somewhere in my head. And so I just wrote the Ellen DeGenerates.
There's some folks I know in town that play in a really cool, very talented, good cover band called the Ellen DeGenerates.
All right.
Like for Allentown.
And yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe now I'll keep it. I don't know. Maybe now I'll keep it.
Yeah, that's not bad. Yeah.
The pressure.
We over at Tunsil's Gas Mask HQ have been contemplating a name change with this Greg Robinson news from this week.
Oh.
So like Robinson's duffel bag. Just, you know.
Something timelier.
Right. Just, you know, because, you know, Tunsil, I mean, he did make that famous video, of course, and that came out hours before the draft. He's turned into a really nice player. And, you know, just goes to show you, like, it's not all, you know, everything doesn't come undone just because you do something stupid when you're 17 or 18 years old. Or maybe a little older. He might have been older when he made that. He was in college, obviously. But, I don't know. It feels like, I don't know, Tunsil's gas mask is getting a little dated.
Absolutely.
His level of accomplishment in the league sort of overshadows now. Like, he's known for being a good left tackle as opposed to the guy with the gas mask bong. So I feel like maybe we owe it to him. It's been a good name. I liked it. It was creative.
But you meant it pejoratively, and now it just doesn't seem appropriate.
Right. It seems time to move on. Yeah.
Now you want to pick on someone else.
Someone else who just famously made a mess of their lives.
You know what else? You know what else? So I wanted to bring this up anyway. He's on the Texans.
Tunsil. Yeah.
Do we dislike them now?
I've always kind of disliked them in a
very casual way.
Just get the hell out of here. Why are you playing on Wild Card Weekend?
Why are you on TV?
Right. There's that.
You can speak for yourself, but that is because of our age.
Yes.
I share that.
100%.
The Texans should be the Oilers.
Right.
And they're not the Oilers. And so even though they have Watson and Hopkins and other guys, right. I don't care. Like, I just don't want to – I don't embrace it.
Right. And then there's them marring Wild Card Weekend a couple times and just, like, just stop. But I like Watson too much to really hate them. Like, I like watching Watson play.
The game, though.
Yeah, right.
You know, like, the game,
yeah.
That's a painful loss.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm saying no because it depends maybe what you thought of the Bills. I never thought they were doing anything in the playoffs. Like, they could have won that game, but it's not like they stopped the Bills from winning the Super Bowl. If they beat them in the AFC Championship game, I'd probably feel different, but.
That is a matter of opinion. I mean, the Jaguars were like that for me.
Yeah.
But the Jaguars were not much better than the Bills, and they were 10 points up in the fourth quarter at New England to go to the Super Bowl. So I have a tough time with that because you really just don't know that.
Yep.
And the Bills would have gone to Kansas City, and they were tough to score on. The Bills were tough to score on. So I don't know.
I
Houston also got a 24-0 lead in Kansas City and somehow got blown out.
Right. Just absolutely.
Did they ruin the divisional round, too?
Annihilated.
How do you manage to get up 24-0 and get blown out?
And then give up 51 straight points. I mean, jeez. Good Lord.
I hate him for that.
Was it 51 straight?
Maybe.
I don't know. But the final score was 51-31. Texans score eventually again. I don't remember where that was, but I know Kansas City scored like six straight touchdowns or something.
Yeah,
and then they didn't, and then they scored another one at the end. Anyway.
Defense wins championships, baby.
I don't know, man. I guess I'm a little I'm still a little out of shape on hating NFL teams that get in my hair. I'm not quite to the Bills are so good that I'm doing that yet, I guess. I haven't really thought about it.
Well, New England though, like,
yeah, well, that's
the Saturday New England game,
yeah,
was close.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt like they could beat them.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't.
Yeah, that stung.
That's right.
I don't want to be a jerk here, but that loss stung more than the Houston game.
Did New England?
Like, because I was right there. Hit the big pass to Brown. You know, you get that great
moment.
Great pass to Dawkins at the end of the half. It's just, you know, and I was riding the ride with fans for a change. Like, I was out in a bar in New Jersey watching that with a bunch of Buffalonians. I mean, the bonding was happening. There were shots being had off of a ski. Ski shots. It was a super fun day. That stung. The playoff loss was more substantial, of course, and you had that game too, but the Patriots are still, you know, they outrank everyone still. So I feel like that game burned me more even than Houston did. I don't think I'm ready to be hating Houston yet.
Okay.
They're still sort of like, you know, shut up. The Texans, knock it off. Like, I still, and again, like you said, that's our age. You're new. Who are you?
They're not even that new, but they're new, right. Relatively.
18 years now, right, or so, right? Is it 2002 they came in?
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
I don't resent them really for that game, but it's like you're saying it. It's complicated. It's more about my feelings about the Bills compared to like the 80s or the 90s the Dolphins and the Raiders would show up.
Yeah.
Like that was, I remember watching Dolphin games. I mean, some of you can relate to this. And I say this proudly, and I get defensive about this stuff because of the job. Like, I hear from people who think I'm against them or something. I say this proudly. There were many times in the 80s into the 90s when the Bills would play, and the late game would be, of course, other teams. It'd be Miami with Shula and Marino, or it would be Elway and Reeves. Might even be Cleveland. I mean, Cleveland was good for a while there. Whoever. Cincinnati. Ugh. I hated those teams.
Yeah.
Even if they weren't playing the Bills.
Oh, yeah.
But you hated them. Some of those teams didn't quite take like others. But Miami, Raiders, maybe, Cincy, Denver. I loved hate watching those teams.
For sure.
And the Bills weren't even their opponent.
Right.
Just because of the Bills.
Anytime Boomer Esiason got away, like escaped a sack or something, while the Bengals were playing, you know, whoever they're playing, it doesn't matter who they're playing. He gets away like, ugh, yeah, God.
Somebody get that guy.
Yeah, right. He's not even that elusive. How did he get away from Bruce Smith? What is even happening? Yeah, I totally feel that. Yeah.
I don't have any of that for Deshaun Watson.
No, right.
I like Deshaun Watson.
I think what we need to do is, well, it's really what the Bills need to do. Like they need to like get to the point again where that comes naturally. You know, like I'm not going to pretend about that stuff. That's why I said like the Patriot game hurt me more as a fan watching it. I was more upset. Even though the season didn't end on that Saturday, it ended when they lost it was a Saturday again, but when they lost to Houston, I was more burnt about the Patriots because I've hated them for a long time. I need to get to the point where, you know, you're a real force, and then that hate comes again.
Yeah, the Bills need to become actually good.
Yeah, I need natural hate.
Not even debatable.
No fake hate.
This was their best team in like 3 years.
Yeah.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai,
There's joy in every journey.